Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jason Mendelson's here, too. Jason is a new friend. He's a co-founder, along with Brad Feld, of a business called the Foundry Group, which is a Boulder, Colorado-based venture capital fund. And for more than a couple of decades, Jason has been in the venture capital business, and he and his co-author Brad and co-partner in the business have written a book called Venture Deals. It's now in the third edition, and they're helping you and me become, as they say, smarter than venture capitalists and your attorney. Jason Mendelson, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So venture capitalists are pretty smart people. That's a big step you're asking us to do here.
Well, either that or we're not so smart, so one book can make you smarter than all of us. I think there's a little bit of that.
So tell us, I know this may sound like an elementary question to some people, but to a lot of people it isn't. Tell us what a venture capitalist is and does.
Yeah, so at our core, we help fund startups. And I define startups as small businesses that have high growth opportunity. And the big difference between us and a private investor is this is our job to invest money, and we invest other people's money. And our investors include, you know, endowments and pension funds and big corporations like that, or big entities like that, where our job is to take their money to find the best and brightest entrepreneurs and put the money into those companies.
So you're an interface between the big money and the big opportunity.
I am nothing but a middleman, yes.
Yeah. And so... So what would make a person turn to you first instead of turning to, say, an angel investor?
Actually, my advice is that most entrepreneurs should seek out angel investors before they seek out venture capital. I think, in general, angel investors will give entrepreneurs more leeway to conduct their business, probably let them retain more of their business, and generally are nicer to work with in many cases. depending on how much money you need to raise, if you need a big, big check where, you know, you've gotten your business to a certain level by bootstrapping or through angel investment, you may need to come to people like us who can write bigger checks, who have years of experience sitting on boards and can help take your business to the next level.
But I guess to me it's an issue of who's more comfortable with the beta scenario before pre-customer kind of thing. An angel investor, smaller amount of money typically, it's more of an idea, maybe, you know, it hasn't gone out and gotten customers involved yet, perhaps, and maybe the founder doesn't know how big it's going to be yet, right?
Yeah, totally, and, you know, it depends what type of venture firm you're speaking to, and in our case, we're very comfortable with a couple of people, a dog, and a business plan, so we'll fund the earliest of the earliest.
Okay, so you're actually compete in a way if it's the right idea at the angel level.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But I would call it friendly competition because we find many angels very, very helpful.
No, I didn't mean that in an aggressive way. I mean, you're in that space, so to speak. I think that a little bit unique, because it seems to me over the last 20 years, you typically didn't find ventures down at that level. Am I correct?
Know, you are correct, especially if you go back 20 years ago. I think there's been a pretty massive sea change, however, in the last 5 years. Some say 10 years. I really think 5 has been the sweet spot where venture capitalists have moved earlier and earlier in the stack.
And how has that experience been for you for venture capitalists? Has that been a smart thing now to do? Has it been proven that it was good to make that change?
I think it has been proven, and that's a really good question. I think what you're finding is you find more companies die, so there's higher venture mortality, but from a return perspective, when you get the right company, your returns are much, much higher because you're investing in much lower valuations.
Right. Well, that's the thing, because in the old days, so to speak, 10, 20 years ago, by the time you got them, you were already having to deal with two or three levels of partners and it was the ownership was so muddled that it was probably hard for you to make any sense of it.
Well, there was that, and there was also, you know, if you look back 20 years ago when a company went public or was acquired, generally the investors would own 80% of the company, and then the team would own 20%.
Right.
That always seemed wrong to me, and I'm happy to report that it switched a lot. You can have situations where the founders and the employees are owning 70%, and the investors are owning 30%. It's almost completely flipped.
Well,
which is okay.
This gets us to a point that I really want to make sure we cover, and that is how to know how much to give up. I mean, it just seems like over the years, the two things would happen. What I saw happening with startups like that is that number one, they didn't ask for enough money, and for number two, they were giving away too much to the company. For what they were giving up, they weren't asking for enough money. What do you think?
I totally agree. In fact, I think if you want to start in a good place, do the exact opposite of what Shark Tank did. That is too little money for way too much of the company.
Do you agree with me that Shark Tank is dangerous?
I agree with you on two things. I agree with you that Shark Tank is dangerous, and I agree with you that you say it's easy to start a business, but it's hard to do a successful one.
Yeah.
And I think we should keep both of those in mind.
Right. Well, I don't watch Shark Tank. I hear people say, oh, I love it. I watch it. And I say, look, if you want to watch it for entertainment, if you want to see people acting stupid and that makes you happy, then go ahead and do that. But if you want to watch, if you're looking for the real proper way to fund a business and where people are behaving the way people in the marketplace behave, don't watch that show.
I completely agree. When I look at that show, I see, again, way too much ownership going to the investors for too little money. They're taking 3 to 4 to 5 times the amount of ownership of the company.
Oh, yeah. And they're not asking for enough money either at that level.
Correct. And then, of course, unlike a venture capitalist, those people aren't going to be working with those entrepreneurs every day. They have TV schedules, too.
That's exactly right. And the only thing worse than asking for too much money is not asking for enough. I would feel that way if I were a venture capitalist. As a venture capitalist, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, the worst scenario, look, you're doing one of two things. You're either running the company or you're raising money. When entrepreneurs go to raise money, they are putting their business aside, and that's their singular focus. So you've got to raise enough money to get at least 18 months of your business done.
Right.
You're going to need, you know, another 6 months to raise your next round.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts. What's the 1, 2, 3 things that you need to do to make a venture capitalist happy and maybe even find out you're a little smarter than they are? The book is called Venture Deals. Now at its third edition, that means it's a success, folks. Give me our website there, Brad. I mean, Jason.
It's Jason at VentureDeals.com.
Jason, okay, it's VentureDeals.com. Check it out. The book is available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.